freezing in here, right?
Good Lord.
We'll go ahead and continue our media availabilities for today. We are now joined by Martin Truex Jr., driver of the number 19 Bass Pro Shops Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. We'll go ahead and open it up for media questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we'll get a mic over to you. We'll start down here with Zach. Right down here in the front.
Zach Cerniolo, Pocono Record. Martin, with the way this new package is, are you expecting to be out of the throttle much in any of the turns? Or is turn two a turn that you think you guys can go flat out through?
I have no idea. Honest answer. Not really sure. I think we'll be out of the throttle some. You know, being that today we're, you know, in race trim, it's an impound qualifying deal, so probably everybody will start in race trim, make some laps, kind of figure it out. So I would assume that we'll probably be out of the throttle some there. And then you go to qualifying, you do a qualifying run. It's going to be more wide open. I don't know if it'll be all the way wide open. So we'll just have to wait and see, feel it out.
We'll go to Jeff.
Jeff Gluck from The Athletic. I'm working on a story about Cole and his transition. How do you think he's made the adjustment, like personally with his family and all that stuff? Like, do you think he's enjoying life? Obviously you guys are winning now, so that helps, but has the move gone well for him?
Just in talking to him about it, I think so. You know, I think that his kids have made friends, and you know, have Callum's in hockey down there. I mean, just seems to be going well. I do know he still misses Colorado, you know, he tells me that, but I think it's gone well for him. I think he's made the transition good, and you know, his wife and kids are great, so I'm sure that helps a lot, you know.
How do you think he was able to fit into the culture at JGR so well?
I think probably just because he brings something a little bit different. You know, I'd say his approach is probably different than the other guys, and, you know, the more smart people you have and different kind of ways of thinking about things, you can kind of pull from each of those. So I think for Cole, he's so unique in the way he approaches things, and so competitive and so driven that, I think he could pretty much fit in anywhere he wanted to.
We'll come down here to Claire.
You probably see a side of Cole. He's such a unique individual, and really enjoy him because he seems quiet, but he's not. He's edgy, but that's the other side of him, right? Do you see both sides of Cole?
I see all sides. I see his mad side. I see his happy side, you know. It's, you know, crew chief driver relationship is really interesting, and you know, you have to be friends, but at the same time it's business, you know, and you have to be able to take criticism, you know, give criticism, all those things. So it's been, we just have a great relationship, understanding of each other, and you know, I know when he's telling me maybe I'm not doing something right or he wants me to try something else, he's not telling me how to do my job. He's trying to help me do my job, and he does a good job of just approaching things the right way, you know. And the same with, you know, from my side, when I, you know, I'm complaining about the car, telling him it needs to be better, things like that. I think he understands that, you know, I'm not making it personal, that it's strictly business. And away from the track, we get along really well, even though we're very different and enjoy different things. So, it's just been a really good relationship. But you do see the highs and lows, and you go through a lot together as a group.
Rich Culbreth, Motor Racing Network, right here. Father's Day coming up in a couple of weeks. What's your fondest memory with your dad?
Oh, I can't pick just one. I mean, you know, my dad growing up, was a huge influence on me, still is today. And, you know, I guess for me as a, you know, a kid loving racing and you know, watching my dad win on TV at New Hampshire in 94. It was on TNN back then, and, you know, the Busch North race, that was just the first one he won, and it was a big one. So that was really cool. I just thought it was, really awesome to be able to watch my dad win on TV. I thought it was really neat.
Welcome right down here to the front.
Scott Walsh from the Scranton Times-Tribune. Martin, can you just talk a little bit about the role that you've been on the last four or five races, you know, three wins out of the last five, and also coming in here as defending champion? Does that matter with the new package, or is there anything? I mean, you've had success here before. Does that help maybe you adapt with the new package?
Yeah, I think anytime you have success at a racetrack, it helps just because you kind of understand it a little bit. But, you know, that being said, with the new package, it is a lot different. I mean, there's no question. And But places that we've had success before, it seems to translate a little bit. And I think a lot of that's just, you know, driver confidence and understanding the racetrack and you know, the team kind of understanding it as well. So hopefully we have the right approach. It's going to be a tough weekend. It's short practices, you know, and then impound qualifying. So it's going to be tough, less practice than normal. But, you know, especially here, it's you know, 2.5 mile track. It takes you a minute to get in and out of the garage and get a green flag. I mean, we may run 20 laps of practice total in 2 50-minute sessions. So from that standpoint, it's going to be a tough weekend. But being on a roll, I mean, it's just a credit to the team and the hard work, you know, finally coming together and, you know, doing all the little things right. You know, the pit crew has really come on strong and gelled as a unit. And it takes everything at this level to win races and to put yourself in position consistently. So just, you know, just coming together as a group and kind of starting to find that momentum. It's one of those things in the sport that's really hard to find. And once you do, you want to do all you can to hang on to it because you never know when it's going to go away.
Martin, Pat Principe with WGAL-TV. Do you anticipate restarts being much different here with the new package?
I mean, it's hard to say. I would have to say yes. I mean, typically restarts here in general are pretty wild just because of, you know, the distance that we have to go to get to turn one and the chance that you get side by side and three wide and four wide and five wide. And you know, with these cars, with this package now, when guys in front of you get side by side, you get a huge run. So the more they fan out, the bigger the runs are going to come from behind. I mean, it's just going to be – I think it's going to be complete chaos. And it's going to decide the race. You know, restarts with this package are everything. It's, you know, pit stops and restarts. If you can get yourself to the front, it's, you know, a lot easier to stay there than it is to get there. So I think everybody will be aggressive, and there's really no telling what we could see on restarts here Sunday.
Go ahead to Chris.
Hey, Chris Knight, GetTrends.com. Martin, starting to see some new players up front, Byron, Bowman, Boucher. Some of them are not accustomed to get racing as hard as they get as they are now that they're racing towards the front. Is that something that they're going to have to adapt to the closer you get to the front and towards opportunity to win, you're going to get raced a lot harder?
I don't know. I mean, I think try to race everybody the way they race you in general. But when you get up front, especially on restarts late, I mean, it gets aggressive. You know, guys are laying it all on the line, and you have to put it on the edge and hopefully not screw it up, you know. And there's a handful of guys I feel like that can do that. So the more you're up there racing together with people, you kind of know their tendencies, you kind of know what to expect from them, and you know, those guys are doing a really good job and running well. So I think they'll be just fine.
We'll stay right here.
Zach Tansvetti, KickingTheTires.net. Last year, overall, you had 20 top fives and only 4 wins. But this year, with 5 top fives, you already have 3 wins. Is that execution coming from the team? Is it just how the races are playing out? Are they playing out in your favor? Is it something that you're picking up on?
I don't know that the races have played out in our favor by any means. I just feel like we've just been really good, I mean, in 3 of the last 5 races, you know. But we still, you know, place like Kansas, we didn't run very well. So, I mean, there's still – it's different week to week. You just got to continue to work hard, put it all together. I do feel like we're very well-rounded. We can run at a lot of different racetracks well, obviously by the places we've won. But, you know, I think the pit crew, again, I mentioned it earlier, stands out in my mind as a big player in this. You know, last year we had a lot of issues. And, you know, issues cost wins and issues cost, you know, top fives. So – we haven't been having any of those, knock on wood, and the guys are doing a great job, so I'm really proud of them because they struggled early, and they're a new group together, which it takes them a while to get going. So hopefully, you know, we can just keep that up. But just you know, great team and great race cars and engines, and it takes everything. So, you know, no mechanical failures, nothing, you know, crazy happening lately, and just been able to, you know, put it all out there.
We'll go down to your left.
Thank you. Ted Schmidt, Area Auto Racing News. Martin, earlier we talked about Cole making the transition. How's the transition been from you from a single-car team to the multi-car team?
Yeah, for me, I mean, I would say that for a transition, going from one team to another, it's been the least change I've ever had in my career just because of, you know, the alliance we had with JGR and, you know, the cars are the same, basically, and you know, parts and pieces, a lot of them are the same. So there was a lot less change. You know, back in the day, you'd change teams and you just, They did things different. You didn't know what to expect. You know, the feeling, the way they handled things, the way they built their cars, you know, the way the front ends felt and the steering boxes felt and the brakes and all those things are stuff that you get used to as a driver, and those feels of things you like. And, you know, for me, it's all really similar stuff. I knew a lot of the people there already, worked with them closely in the past couple seasons. And so I knew what to expect out of them, and I think, you know, vice versa. So it was really a smooth transition for me. I think it was probably the most difficult for the guys that moved from Colorado, you know, because they had to move. And then, of course, you know, you put a new team together, it takes time to, you know, for everybody to kind of get to know each other as well. And so, you know, for me, I'd say I probably had this the easiest transition of anybody.
We're going to go to this first camera to your left and then to Claire and wrap up with Jeff.
Damon Turbitt, ABC 27 in Harrisburg. I was just talking to the couple guys who were up here before you about how the sport is changing. You've been around the sport for a really long time. So first of all, what's it like just to watch this change happen over time? And what do you think about the sport's ability to adapt? And the sport is using Pocono as especially next season as an interesting forefront for change. What do you make of using Pocono for that venue?
Well, there's certainly been a lot of change, and I think all for the good. I think, you know, the leadership team at NASCAR has done a great job of trying to make everybody happy, but most importantly, put on the best possible show that they can. And, you know, I think so far this season it's gone really well, so kudos to them. Got to be hard to make those decisions. There's so many stakeholders that, you know, on the line as far as owners and sponsors and drivers and all those things, so they have a lot on their plate to try to make everybody happy, but so far it seems like this season's been successful, and you know, ratings are going up. People are excited about what we're doing out on the racetrack. All those are great things. You know, it's definitely changed a lot over the years, but it's been fun to be a part of all those changes. And probably one of the most fun things about our sport is it is always changing. It's not the same thing all the time. You know, if you're good at football or you're good at baseball or, you know, good at those things, they don't really change. Our sport is constantly changing, constantly evolving. From a driver's standpoint, that's one of the coolest things about what we do. You know, you could win here today, race next week, and run 15th. You know, I mean, it's just it's a constant, always challenging you, and I really enjoy that aspect of our sport. So all those things are great. I think, you know, next year the single week, you know, the two races in one weekend is going to be really fun to see how that works out. If I was a fan, I'd buy a ticket. You know, four races in 2 days, and you know, save you a lot of money for making two trips as well. So I mean, it's just another instance of NASCAR trying to do right on the fans and everybody, and you know, I think it'll be a good thing.
We'll go to Claire and then to Jeff.
Claire B. Langsears, XM NASCAR Radio. You said that the restarts would be chaos, and we were told at the beginning of the year, and we've seen some of that they would be. Can you define the chaos? Is it going to be more so here? Chaos than what we normally see with the restarts that have been crazy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll typically hear because, you know, we restarts and the front straightaway is just so long. So there's so much time to get those runs and get, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 wide, however many. And, you know, typically here you get 5 wide already. At, you know, in other tracks maybe it was 2, maybe 3. So you already have that, the fact that this track, there's already more opportunity to make those moves because of the long straightaway on the restart. And, you know, so with it being already, you know, crazier than normal, what's it going to be like here? I don't know. I think everybody has, you know, again, it's the more cars you have side by side in front of you, the bigger run you get. So, I mean, it's just going to be, we'll have to wait and see how many we can fit on the front stretch, because I feel like it's going to be a lot. We'll see.
We'll go to Jeff, and then our last question will be right here with Zach.
There's a chance that this weekend schedule could potentially be more common if it's a success, I believe. What do you think about it? Are you in favor of this kind of format where the two practices and just qualifying tomorrow and impound?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good schedule. I have no issues with it at all. You know, certain tracks you'd like to have a little bit longer practices. You know, we shortened the practices up before, but normally we'd have a Friday practice and qualifying. So maybe need to look at tweaking the practice time a little bit, but aside from that, I mean, I think it's a great schedule. I have no issues with it at all.
And we'll finish up right here with Zach.
Zach Sterniel, the Pocono Record. A few weeks ago, Denny Hamlin was talking about this weekend and said that while he's not a big advocate of putting traction compound on tracks, he thinks Pocono would be a good track to use it at. Do you agree with that? That you would that help in either in any of the turns here?
Would it help? I mean, it would definitely help bring in a second groove, you know, if that's what we want. I don't know. I don't know if that's what we need here or not. Honestly, I think it's one of those things that you just have to try it and see if it works. If everybody says that we need a second groove in one of the corners or all the corners, then yeah, we could try it. I don't know. I like it the way it is. I think it's fine, and I think the racing's good here. It's difficult to pass once you get spread out, but you know, as a driver, you kind of look forward to that that challenge, and hopefully that you can make your car good enough and do all the right things to make those passes when needed.
All right, that's it. Thanks, Martin.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.